Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good afternoon. The leader of the left-wing Sumar Alliance, the junior partner in the government, has apologised for its delay in dealing with a senior MP. His resignation last week amid allegations of sexual assault has severely damaged the government's progressive and feminist image. Yolanda Diaz, who serves as a deputy prime minister and labour minister, said she had ordered Iñigo Errejón, Sumar's parliamentary spokesperson, to stand down as soon as he had acknowledged sexist and degrading attitudes to women. Errejón announced he was leaving politics last Thursday. Speaking after a meeting with MPs yesterday, Diaz defended Sumar's handling of the issue, but apologised for its tardy action. After Errejón's departure, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his government was committed to a feminist Spain, where women have the same rights, opportunities, freedoms and safety as men, and said he had full confidence in both Diaz and Sumar. Almost all this morning's flights from Malaga Airport were delayed because of the weather. Due to storms during the early hours in which tens of thousands of bolts of lightning were discharged, flights had to be held back and heavy rain caused flooding in the area. Arrivals to the Costa del Sol Airport have also been affected. With such conditions and more to come, weather experts have issued red alerts for some areas, including the Valencia region, which also experienced a hefty storm throughout the night. The areas most likely to be affected over the next few days are the Mediterranean coast and the south of the peninsula. And Real Madrid forward Vinicius Jr. said yesterday that he will keep on fighting racism, even if his activism is what led him to not winning the Ballon d'Or, so sources close to the player told reporters. Vinicius took to social media after finishing second in the prestigious award voting behind Spain and Manchester City midfielder Rodri. The 24-year-old Brazil international has been subject to racial abuse on several occasions, leading to at least two convictions for racist insults. Real Madrid won the Men's Club of the Year award, and their manager Carlo Ancelotti was named the Men's Coach of the Year after winning the European and Spanish League double in a near-perfect campaign last season. The awards are based on voting by a panel of journalists from the top 100 FIFA-ranked countries. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.